This is Dr. Leong, a neurologist. The dictation patient last name is Q-U-I-N-O-N-E-S. First name is Laura, L-A-U-R-A. Date of visit is December 12th, 2024. Next of paragraph, the patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, this is in August of 2013 in Afghanistan. First up, patient was stationed in Afghanistan. First up, it was there was this metal barrier, comma, HESCO barrier, comma, which is made of heavy metal material, it suddenly landed on top of her head, As a matter of fact, the barrier landed on many soldiers, it landed on top of the head, patient tells me that the impact was significant. It was on the top right side of her head. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness. Patient fell to the ground. She was out of consciousness for less than 5 minutes. When she woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. Patient had significant swelling in the top of the head. Patient was evaluated at the medical facility. Patient was diagnosed with concussion. Patient has severe head pain since then. Patient had the head pain at that time. Patient was confused and have a severe headache for the rest of the day and several days after. Next paragraph, since the event, patient have headaches a lot. Patient also almost have headaches every single day. Patient also tells me that her concentration is significantly affected since this happened. A patient tells me that she's not able to concentrate, focus at work. She also has significant memory problems. Patient tells me she needs to write down everything. She's not able to remember details. She has significant short-term memory problem. Patient is currently an analyst for the California Department of Rehabilitation and Correction. Patient is working for CDRC as an analyst. Patient tells me she needs to write down everything at her job. It is significantly affecting her job performance. She's not able to remember her task duties. The headaches are significantly affecting her concentration and focus. Patient has significant difficulty to focus at work because of this. Sometimes she has difficulty to look at a computer because of the headaches. And next the paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. In 2013 in Afghanistan, a heavy metal barrier fell on top of her head. Resulted in loss of consciousness. She was out of consciousness for a few minutes. When she woke up, patient of severe head pain, swelling on top of the head. Patient was confused and disoriented. Since then, patient has significant memory deficit. Her MoCA examination today is 23 out of 30. Specifically, she missed 4 on the delay recall. She also missed 3 on the serial 7. She also has chronic headaches. She also has headaches almost every day. She also has memory problems. She has significant difficulty with concentration and focus at work. It is my opinion that her head injury followed by loss of consciousness, severe head pain, headache, swelling in the head, and memory deficits, and difficulty concentrating, focus are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. This marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is R-O-S-A-S. First name is Edgar, E-D-G-A-R. Date of service is December 12th, 2024. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. In 2020, a patient was at 29 Palms in California. Patient was training for firing rockets. Patient tells me that he was firing rockets on his shoulder. Patient was it was a training exercise as an infantry. He tells me that he fired many rockets that day. Every time the rocket was firing, patient got headaches, confusion, and disorientation. As a matter of fact, patient was unable to speak clearly. shortly after those rocket firing exercises, training exercises of his colleague was not able to understand what he was saying that day because he was so confused and disoriented. First up, as a matter of fact, a common patient carry out these firing training exercises for 10 to 15 times. First up, every time this happens, a common patient will get confused, disoriented because the rockets are so loud next to his ear and on his shoulder. First up. And next paragraph, the patient also tells me that he was in a traumatic brain injury, resulted in 2022, at Bridgeport, California. First up, a patient tells me that it was in the winter time. First up, but there was snow and ice on the road. First up, a patient basically slipped and fell on the road as he was walking. First up, a patient tells me that it hit the back of the head. First up, a patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, a patient tells me that he does not remember what happened until the paramedics arrived. First up, he thinks he was out of consciousness for at least 10 minutes. First up, when he woke up, a common patient was confused and disoriented. First up, a patient was not able to follow commands. First up, a patient had severe head pain. First up, a patient had head pain and headache symptoms for the next few days. First time, since these events, a common patient had chronic headaches. First up, he would have headaches a lot. First up, he would have headaches every day, every weekly. First up, a patient also have memory deficits. First up, he has significant short-term memory. First up, a patient would have also concentration and focus difficulties. First up, patient of insomnia and sleep problems. First up, patient is not able to sleep through the night. First up, patient also mood swings. First up, next paragraph, a patient is currently working as a manager for O'Reilly Auto Parts. First up, a patient tells me that he has significant difficulty to focus on his job. First up, patient has poor memory. First up, patient does not remember his task or duties. First up, he needs to write things down all the time. First up, it is affecting his performance. First up, the headaches are affecting his concentration and focus. These symptoms are definitely deteriorating his job performance. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2020, at 29 Palms, California, patient has a firing and shooting rockets on his shoulder. A patient tells me that every time there's an explosion, it was very loud to a point that he got confused and disoriented. He also has a significant headache. A patient has difficulty speaking each time he fired a rocket. He tells me that the shock waves are significantly causing his headaches and confusion. It is my opinion that the shockwave and the repetitive explosions on his shoulders, firing rockets, are causing his traumatic brain injury symptoms, including chronic headaches, concentration difficulty, focus difficulties, sleep disturbance, memory loss. Patient also has another episode in 2022 when he was in Bridgeport, California. Patient slept and fall and hit the back of the head during a winter when there's snow and ice on the road. A patient had immediate loss of consciousness. Patient does not remember what happened until the paramedics arrived. He was out of consciousness for about 10 minutes. When he woke up, a common patient has severe head pain, confusion, and disorientation. It is my opinion that the head injury followed by loss of consciousness and then subsequent headaches, confusion, disorientation are all signs and symptoms. Symptoms for a traumatic brain injury. Next paragraph, this marks a denotation.